Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily. Let it be the first thing you do before doing any other thing. Let your mantra in life be God's first as you wake up daily. Listen to Turning Point on your phone. We send it to reach everyone connected to our system directly by 12 midnight, whichever country you are. If yours is coming late, or it is still someone sending it to you on your phone, it is time to register directly with us, and it will be sent to you 12 midnight. Send a WhatsApp message, or please register me on Telegram to +234 809 777 557. Follow the instructions that shall be sent to you. Telegram will also bring you all the previous messages. Do so now. Welcome also to Saturday, the 13th day in July 2024. July is our month of divine rest, resurrection, restoration, and completeness. This month still owe you a lot. They shall be fully delivered. I see the word honor. Honor. Scrolling path before me in my place of prayer. God shall put honor on you. Who is this? Going through a test of life. Listen, it is a test to give you a new testimony, a trial that shall lead to triumph, a challenge that will create your change forward. Therefore, fear not, panic not, neither be discouraged. God is with you in that battle. He said to King Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 17, I will fight your battle and you will hold your peace. Yes, that same God is alive for you. God will fight for you. Those conniving against you, confronting and opposing you and your interests, shall see the other side of God called vengeance. I have an urge in my spirit today to pray for parents whose children, adult children, have turned against. I'm seeing a mother, your daughter now calls you a witch, running away from you. A father also, they said you are behind their misfortunes. They don't call you anymore. When you call, they don't pick, they switch off. They even change their number to avoid you. It's a pain in the heart. You cry sometimes. A son and a daughter, you labor to train, maybe even send abroad or even in the same country, but avoiding you. Those I'm describing, they know themselves. If that is you, what's his name? What's her name? Can you get his or her photograph or any of the items at home? Connect them. Hold them. I want to use them to pray. The devil is a liar. A prophet or a pastor or a prophetess has given them a negative vision about you. They have bought into it. They believe it. And so they are avoiding you, calling you witches and wizards. No, 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 no. That lie must not continue. That evil veil on your son or your daughter must be removed by fire today. Hold them, raise them up, or be calling their name as I pray. May that lie of the enemy on him or her expire today. May the spell be broken. Like the prodigal son in the Bible, your son or your daughter's mind shall be redeemed. He will return back to you a wonderful son or daughter. All parents, receive this. This you will enjoy your children. Your labor over them shall not be in vain. In Jesus' name. Now, please, those concerned, fast every Friday for 7 weeks, 7 Fridays on this issue. Anoint their photographs and their things around with you and speak to their lives. Put battle seed behind that prayer for the 7 weeks. You will see and share a testimony here. Listeners, each time you are faced with challenging issues or you are going for something very important like an exam, an interview, you are faced with litigation, you have an invitation, somebody promised you, do this. Do warfare prayers. Fast for a day or two before that day. Sow battle seed. Go. You will see the wonders of God. Do it each time you have such issue. Life is a battle, and you don't win in a battle by running away. You face it with God, the way we teach it here. It shall end in glory. God will come through for you. You will have testimonies. July 13, celebrant. Your birthday prayers. You are blessed. Your new age is blessed. You will live long and live well and have your full age. Happy birthday. Listeners, prepare your communion ready. We shall climax today's ministration as we pray over the communion and you take the communion. First testimony today. I testify to the miracle of God for my husband. That day, pastor was praying that we should have approved 7 times. It remains 15 minutes for him to enter the embassy. I asked him to quickly do it, and then he picked it up. Do you know? The visa was approved. God be praised. We lost a lot of money last year, December, trying to procure the visa. But thank God Almighty. God is using Pastor Femi Emmanuel to turn things around for us. My money to sow seed has been transferred to the Zenith account of the commission. You will have more testimony. Another one. I want to thank God of Pastor Femi Emmanuel for healing he gave me today, July 10, 2024. For about 5 days now, I've been feeling some discomfort on my head that makes me not to be able to think or reason. I have prayed, listened to daddy's prayers, but I still kept feeling that way, as if a load is being placed on my head. But I want to thank God that on Wednesday, 10th July, I embarked on warfare prayers, fasted, and also tied my mantle around my head. Daddy, the discomfort is gone to the glory of God. I'm now perfectly okay. I now have the appetite I didn't have before. God of Pastor Femi Emmanuel, you do wonders. Wow. Another testifier. Good morning, sir. I want to thank Jehovah Overdue for numerous testimonies. One, the enemy came to take my husband away, but God restored him back to life. Two, healing me of pride. Three, my pocket never runs dry. Thank you, Jesus. Daddy, pray that I conceive my triplet this year. Consider it done. Another testifier. I just want to thank the God who has given life back to my cousin who had a successful kidney transplant exactly 1 year today, 10th of July. The case was critical and we nearly lost him. But our God gave us victory. After 1 year, he's still feeling strong. He will be strong all his life. Good morning, Daddy. I want to thank God for his full restoration. Pastor Femi Emmanuel asked us to jump up 9 times while pronouncing good things over our lives, and I did that. I can fully testify that I am healed of every depression and emotional stress. I sleep fine now, and I have appetite back. After 2 weeks, I bless the God of this commission. Daddy, pray for me as I'm believing God for financial and academic breakthroughs. Consider them done. Be connecting to these testimonies if you desire the same. Another one. Today, the 11th of July, Daddy asked us to raise any currency of choice and pray for us. I got a huge alert in the evening of the very day. I am grateful to Almighty God for the financial blessing. Tithe sent already to the GT account of the commission. You did that well. Each time God blesses you with money, 10% belong to him for the expansion of his kingdom. Sent it to the account. Another one. I really want to appreciate God's goodness over my life. At age 34, I married beautifully and gracefully after many disappointments. God really provided for the expenses for the wedding ceremony. Daddy, please pray that I won't experience delay in conception. No delay, my daughter, in Jesus' name. Another one. I got a free plane ticket to travel abroad a few days after placing the currency on my forehead. Two, my daughter was delivered from a car accident. Three, my son sat for ICAN exam and passed 2 out of the 4 papers to qualify as chartered. Please pray he passes the 2 papers left in the next diet. He will pass. Daddy told us in June to list out names of people that could help us and just pray for them. Don't ask them anything. In that same month of June, my childhood friend, whose name was on the list, reached out to me and gave me over $500,000 to start up a business I had in mind to do for 11 months. These things are working. I testify to the answer, prayers, and desires. Wife's U.S. citizenship within 3 years of arriving in the U.S. for putting the enemies to shame, for financial doors and opportunities that are opening for me. Wow, every one of you. Another one. After Daddy asked us to write approved on paper 7 times, I did. My seminar topic and seminar work was approved. When Daddy asked us to write five people's names, I did so. 4 of them blessed me with money. I'm indeed grateful to the God of this commission. Daddy, please pray for me that my final year in school will be easy and I will have a smooth sail through. Consider it done. Our God is wonderful. What God has not yet done in your life, he will soon do. Wow. Please rebroadcast this to all of your contacts. Do so daily. Then encourage them to register directly, personally, on our Telegram platform, as I earlier on explained. Everybody, register to our Telegram. To all listeners in Lagos, the 5 weeks Bible Training Institute I've been announcing kicks off today, July 13th. And for the next 5 weekends, please enroll. Attend today or you will be admitted. Tuition fee is minimal. Telephone number to engage for more information on the school, Dupe on 0806-478-8392 or Moji on 0806-503-7900. Do so now. Knowledge is power. If you are a tighter, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment, 6777 or connection to Grace of 69. Do so as God gives you the grace. As many 000, you can connect to that 69 or whatever God is laying in your heart. Take your communion and let me bless this communion. Communion is for dominion, is for healing, is for deliverances, is for progress, is for divine connection, is for conception. Any good thing you desire in life, connect to this commission, a communion. Hold it in both hands. I prophesy divine power, the healing virtue, the grace virtue, the power virtue. Enter this communion. As you eat and drink, what cannot conquer the blood of Jesus will not conquer you. Whatever you connect to this communion, you will have dominion in that area. In Jesus' name. Pray more on your own. Prophesy more on your own to the communion element. And when you are true in your spirit, eat and drink. Give glory to God. You will exercise dominion in all areas of your life. The power of God will uphold you. You will be marching forward, never retreating. What God cannot do does not exist. For God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, please answer. Truly blessed. Bye.